sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Mfufu 2017 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izimali zona lezo beze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi iyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje.
Amalunga edale lephaliyamende avela kumabandla wonke asedale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka amakhuba phansi esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo yikuthi amaphathi amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze i-coalition ilima lamaphathi kubana baye contesta i-2018 elections bebambene.
Owake waba umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe kuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo amane owe People's Rainbow Coalition. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo luveza ukuba isilinganiso esikhulu sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amalunga edale lephalamende avela kumabandla wonke akuleli dale amanyene izolo lanamuhla ukubeka phansi amakhuba esithi uhulumende kumele awahlawule imali yama-allowances ebikwa isifika kuma-dola ezinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu ngalunga linye i-$30,000. Amalunga edale abikwa engakaze aphiwe yona indibilitshi eyodwa lokhu idale laqala ngomnyaka ka-2013. Sixoxe lelinye lamalunga la umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Izimali zona lezo eze sithi ngalawe lokhu sizenile ngo-2013 sokuze kwaba namhlanje impilo yephaliyamendi siyaphela asizake sithole ngitho le peni elilodwa nje. AFUL besithola i-fuel go lapha nalaphaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi leyo mali ingatholakali. Sicina-ke sithatha khonokho umholo okuncane kusiba yikho esikusebenzisayo ukuthi sikwanise ukubuya emsebenzini nokubuyela njalo emakhaya ukuthi siyokwenza umsebenzi. Osokusenza-ke ukuthi kube angani amalunga edale lephaliyamende wona yiwo asesenza ukuthi unkulumende esebenze. Ngamafitshane sebe-subsidiza unkulumende ukuthi umsebenzi kahulumende wenza kahle.
Limanyene yini lingamalunga edale amabandla wonke kumbe bekungamabandla MDC kuphela?
Izolo abaningi abakhulume kakhulu lanamhlanje ngabebandleli busayi. Umsekeli kaSifisa uke wazama ukuhlalisa phansi omunye wemalunga edale lephaliyamende webandleli busayo emtshela ukuthi angikhangelelanga ukuthi wena usuke ebandleni elibusayo ngakhuluma ngento leyo. Kodwa-ke ilunga ledale lephaliyamende lamphendula lathi hhayi into esikhuluma ngayo leyo kayilani le bandla lezombangazwe.
Uhulumende ulikweleda malini?
Izimali ziyachiyachiyana ziningi ziningi kakhulu Chris izimali. Kodwa ziyachiyachiyana ngoba athi abona ukuthi into ezakalayo ngeyokuthi kwesinye isikhathi i-fuel yakho lesiyithola iya ngoma ohambayo. So kuya ngokuthi umuntu usibakhathana kanganani le phaliyamende. Kanti njalo ama-sitting allowance lawo aya ngokuthi wena uhamba kanganani ephaliyamende lo ngokunganani imali. So ke ngenxa yakho lokho zichiyachiyene izimali kodwa hayi sikhuluma ngezimali ezinengi sibili ngoba amanye amalunga nxa sikhuluma la ngefuel ngibona ngani iyafika kubo 25,000 kubo 30,000 ilunga ledale lepharlamente lilinye.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda ilunga ledale lepharlamente engwebandla le MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru lamhlanje ukhethwe ukuba akhokhele umanyano wamabandla amane ayiwo azawamela kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Amabandla la ngabalisa ele PDP elikhokhelwa unkosikazi Lucia Matibenga, ele Zunde, ele Dare, lele National People's Party asebumbe umanyano awubiza ngokuthi yi-People's Rainbow Coalition. Asizweni umnumzana Siphepha Nkomo ekhuluma ngalumanyano.
Namhlanje okwenzakeleyo ukuthi amaparty amathathu avumelene ukuthi bayenze icoalition ilima lamaparty kubana baye contesta i 2018 elections bebambene ende babiza ibizo lali party yaba yi People's Rainbow Coalition. Kwakhethwa uMaye Mjuru ukuthi abe yi-presidential candidate. I-emblem yethu is a moving train, carrying goods, carrying minerals, carrying people of all kinds. Sonke sizabe sihambe abangenayo bazangena kwamanye ama-stations. Silindele ukuthi abanye bethu basijoyine. But esikwaziyo ukuthi noma sokutheni u-2018 umgabe kakho. Kutsho ukuthi sizabe siloko sikhuluma lamanye amabandla. Asingeke savala i-door. Ngoba ilima leli lifuna wonke umuntu aparticipate. Kodwa ukuqakathekile ikithi ukuthi you can see ibizo lethu alibizwa ngokuthi NPP Alliance or NPP Coalition. No, it's a neutral name, neutral logo, the neutral slogans. So simelele amanye amaparty siqhubekela phambili sikhuluma nabo ukuthi asihlanganeni madoda lapha ku-neutral lapha kakho omunye omkhulu kulomunye.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo webandla le National People's Party ubekhuluma ngomanyano owe People's Rainbow Coalition obunjwe lamhlanje. Kunjalo nje ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi ukwehluleka kwamabandla aphikisayo kumanyana kuza kwenza kube lula kakhulu kubandla lezanu PF ukuthi linqobe kukhetho oluzayo. Amabandla la ake azama ukukhulumisana phezu kokumanyana kodwa ehlulekile ukuvumelana. Ngakho sokule manyano emithathu ebalisa owekhodi okhokhelwa umnumzana Elton Mangoma, owe-MDC Alliance okhokhelwa umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai, lokankosikazi Joyce Mujuru owe-Rainbow Coalition. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona ngalo dibolo khona ilolumele ukuthi ngendlela ami ngawo la amabandla asephelelana abantu akade bezavotela amabandla aphikisayo. Lanxa kuyikuthi elinye lawo la mabandla belingaphumelela udubo ngolokuthi ngokungabambani kwawo abe liqembu elodwa ayenza ukuthi ZANU-PF icine isizithola isisazi ukuthi lanxa ingaqhila ekhethweni abantu bacabangele ukuthi hayi iphumelele ngendaba yokuthi amabandla aphikisayo abe ngabambananga kungela kumanyana okuqinile kangako ikakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi kulenhlangothi ezintathu ezingathi zikhangelele ukungena kukhetho oluzayo. Khonokho ngibona ngani kuzanika iZANU-PF i-excuse yokuthi lanxa bengaqhila njengalokhu abacatshangela ukuthi bahlala bekwenza abantu bangacina becabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe iZANU iphumelele nje kuphela ngoba amabandla aphikisayo abengabambananga.
Iyona iZANU-PF kodwa awuboni ukulwisana okuphakathi kwayo lakho kuyiphazamisa na okukhetho lapho?
Ungayiphazamisa kodwa okusegcekeni ukuthi nxa sokusiyafika ekhethweni ngibone ngani mina abantu bezanu sebesuke kathana kakhulu behamba ndawonye
bayazi ukuthi mhlazana kulanga lokhetho kuzafanele babambane abaqhakathekileyo bakhona ngibone ngani bazangena bazazama ukuthi bangene kukhetho belibanda elilodwa bengaqhamukanga phakathi kahle kahle ngoba phela kuzalo kufunakala ukuthi badinga ukuthi bathole ukuthi ongaba yihloko yalibanda kahle kahle ngemva kwaphezela umgabe ngubani khonokho kuzayenza ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi kube lomunye umuntu ongaphuma ngalesi sikhathi abuya aphumelela ukuthi akhe ibandla elingaphikisa kumbe lingaqhamula ivoti yezanu ngakho angiboni izanu ikuproblem kumbe iphakathi kodwa olukhulu kakhulu nxa siya ekhethweni nxa kuyikuthi amabandla aphikisayo ngazange abambane abe munye
lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa le studio 7 ecingweni esebhilitani
Asambeni madoda siyovota
Asambeni madoda siyovota sivoteni
Uyazazi na indawo okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota kuhlandla lokuqala eliqala emhla ka 10 kusiya kumhla ka 25 mfufu kulama centers alandelayo Bulawayo, Bulawayo Metropolitan, Bulawayo Central, Bulawayo East, Makokova, Harare Metropolitan, Chitungwiza, St. Mary's Zengeza East and West, Chitungwiza North, Epworth, Harare Central, Southerton, Highfields East, Budiriro, Zivarasekwa, Mount Pleasant, Mavuku Tafara, Emanikaland, Chipinge Central, West, East and South, Musikavan, Chimanimani, East and West, Mutare, South and West, Buhera South, Emashonaland Central, Mbire, Guruve North, Mzarabani, North and South, Mount Darwin, North and West, Mashonaland East, Mudzi North, West and South, Mutoko, East, North and South, Euzumba, Maramba Fungwe, Mashonaland West, Kariba, Nyami Nyami, Burungwe, Magunje, Central, East, North and West, Emashingo, Chirezi, East, West, South and North, Emwenezi, East and West, Chivi, South, Ematebeleland North, Lupane, East and West, Ebhinga, North and South, Ematebeleland South, Emzingwane, Matopo North, Lemzingwane, Ensiza, Insiza, North and South, Enkabazwe, Emidlands, Gokwe North, Gokwe Kabuyuni, Gokwe Chirea, Gokwe Nembuzia, Le Gokwe Kumuny, Gokwe South, Gokwe Mafungauta, Gokwe Central, Gokwe Kana, Gokwe Sengwa. Kodwa lawa ayisiwo wonke ama centers elingabhalisa kiwo. Amanye lilakho ukuwathola ekhasini lethu ku website yethu ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Asifikile ama elections matuta siyovota. Sivotele inkululeko.
Umsekeli womeli welemelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage izolo unikeze inhlanganiso yabesigaba senhla yemandebeleni eLupane Women's Development Trust uncedo lwemali engaba ngamadola azinkulungwane ezilikhulu $100,000 eyokusebenzisa kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa ezigoqela ezokulima lokuthunga amalala. Unompumelelo moyo siphalo ludaba ngugcweleyo eselupane.
Bekungabizwa ozwayo lamhlanje eLupane Women's Center kulotsha isivumelwano sokutholiswa uncedo lwemali ngaphansi kwesikhwama seUnited States African Development Foundation kubomama labesilisa abasebenza phansi kweLupane Women's Development Trust okuzadonsa okweminyaka emibili elandelayo. Ekhuluma emkhosini lo ebuka imisebenzi yeLupane umsekelo womeli weMelika eZimbabwe unkosazana Jennifer Savage ngemva kokubuka izilimo lezifuyo zepulazini labo mama beLupane uthe kuyajabulisa ukubona abesifazana besebenza kahle bethuthukisa imuli zabo wancoma lemisebenzi yabo yezandla.
One of the primary goals of the U.S. mission to Zimbabwe is to help expand inclusive and sustainable economic opportunities.
Oyiko qhakathekileyo esikujongileyo ukuthi senze amathuba okuthi bonke abantu bagoqeleke ekuthuthukeni kwezigaba lekwenzeni amabhizimusi.
Unduna Vusumuzi Prince Mabhiwa laye utshayele omama beLupane ihlombe ethi imisebenzi yabo iyabukeka njalo ithuthukisa isigaba ngendlela eziphezulu.
kuhlelo lona ngwalo luhlelo lohle kakhulu was knowing ukuthi imali yangkhona iya ku community direct inxa kuyimali that means to develop iLupane ibuye ebantwaneni beLupane there's no way abantu beLupane abangathi ku selection criteria kumbe njani bavaleleke phandle because kade sibuye kibe ezandleni zabo.
Unkosazana Sithembiso Ncube olilunga leLupane Women Development Trust uphe ubufakazi encoma ukukhuphuka kwempilo yakhe ngokuthunga ethengisa ilala.
Sengifundisile abantwana ngile mfuyo engceda abanye obaba ngilo mama ngingumama nje angiboni ukuthi ngisathini ngiyanceda abanye obaba ngilamakhuba abathathu ngiyafanisa kuhayisa mina ngedwa sengisebenza lula ngezinto engizithola ekubenzeni. Ngiyabonga abantu abami abanye abadodile i-form 4.
Omunye wamalunga eLupane Women Development Trust, umnumzana Muzobanzi Moyo, osuka eJocholo eManganga, oqale ukuthunga ngomnyaka ka-2008, uthe imuli yakhe uyayiphilisa
kusukela ngo-2008 kuze kufike namhla. Sengithuthukile kakhulu, sengile nkomo, njalo futhi inkomo zami uNkulunkulu uyangibona, zizala amasikazi. Ngile mbuzi, lazo imbuzi zami futhi uNkulunkulu uyangibona, zizala le nkukhu, zigcwele umuzi wonke, ngiyigqoka emadodeni esigabeni seManganga. Esikolweni akilasikweliti, umntwana wami eManganganga uhamba ngebhayisikili eprimary.
Unkosikazi Thenjiwe Ndlovu uthe uhlelo lweLupane Women Development Trust seluphumelelise imuli yakhe sebelezifuyo ngelala.
Sithi sengokuba sesiphumelele singomama sesilento yonke mbuzi inkukhu konke sesakha izindlu zesamende.
Inhlanganiso yeLupane Women Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-1995 isilamalunga azinkulungwane ezinye lengxenye. Imali abayithole lamuhla ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa imisebenzi esepulazini kunye leyelala. Isikhwama se-USAIDF eZimbabwe kusukela ngo-2010 sesatshala izigidi eziyisificaminwembili njalo isiza imisebenzi yokulima leyezandla eyabasakhulayo labomama abadubekayo abalenhlelo zabo endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseLupane ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Kulife Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokubhidlika kwezempila kahle eZimbabwe ngesikhathi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ephiwe isicoco lesikhundla ngumanyano weWorld Health Organization. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 nesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Phakathi kwabafe ekudubukeni kwebhomba esigodlweni seSomalia eMogadishu ngeviki edluleyo kulesizalwane seMelika esife sisanda kufika kulelo lizwe sisehoteleni. Uphenyo oluqhutshwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zakobulawayo luveze ukuba isilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu lane ekhulwini sabantu emhlubulweni weMandebeleni siyehluleka ukuthola ingwalo zokuzalwa ama-birth certificates. Uphenyo lolu olwenziwe ngoncwabakazi lukhangele indawo ezinjengeBhinga, Wange, Cholocho, Lupane, Bulawayo, uMzingwane, Gwanda, Madobo, Bulilima, uMguza, Insiza, Lebubi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Esethula ucwaningo lolu, okhokhela lolu hlelo wenhlanganiso ye-Q Partnership, unkosikazi Caroline Trigg, uthi uphenyo lolu lujonge ukudinga ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze abantwana abaningi bethole incwadi zokuzalwa. Uthi kuveze ukuthi kulula ukuthi omama bathathele abantwana babo incwadi zokuzalwa bebodwa kulabo baba.
indaba yeGugu Round isinazelela ukuthi iya affecta indaba yeaccess to documentation ngoba indaba leyo kuswelakala kwama birth certificate and IDs ungananzelela is passed on generations to generation ngoba abazali nxa bafa ngesikhathi seGugu Round laba basalayo basala besela ukuthi bengathathela njani abantwana babafo wabo ama birth certificate
uphenyo lolu lukhangelisise imuli ezedlula inkulungwane 1291 abantwana abangaba esilinganiso sokungamachumi phose amane 36% babikwa bengahlali labazali okusuka kubangele ukuthi behluleke ukuthola incwadi zokuzalwa abazintandane babikwa kulula ukuba bathole incwadi zokuzalwa ngoba ufakazi bokuthi abazali babhubho bukhona abantwana abayesilinganiso sokungaphansi kwechumi ekhulwini 8% bazalelwe phandle kwelizwe kuthi abangaba yisilinganiso sokulichumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% bazalelwa ngekhaya okusuka kubangele ukuthi omama bangabi lencwadi zesibhedlela zokuthi bathole incwadi zokuzalwa
okunye futhi esekunazelelayo ukuthi abantu abatsha aseleminyaka engaba yi 17 abaningi bangkhona bazalelwa emakhaya so abantwana laba babe bengelabo ubufakazi bokuthi bazalelwe nga
indawo ezihlasele kakhulu luhlupho lokuswela amaphepha okuzalwa zigoqela ibubi gwanda insiza lebulilima lokhu kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bangaphandle kwelizwe ikakhulu eSouth Africa Umnumzana Phumlani Mpofu osebenzela iTrinity Project inhlanganiso enceda abantu ngolwazi lokuthola amaphepha okuzalwa kanye lezithupha uvumelano laloluphenyo egcizelela ukuthi ukuthuta kwabantu besiyadinga imisebenzi kwamanye amazwe ngokunye okubangela inkinga.
Ungalifana ukuthi umuntu ekuphume lapha nxa esiyasebenza khona le ethola amapermit. Okubangela ukuthi abantu bengafika ngale sebezitshintsha amabizo ukuze ukuthi uthole amaphepha yolilizwe amaphepha ayiwa angayisiwo. Nyase siphendukwa ngapha utholakala ukuthi kunzima ukuthi umuntu ethole ethatha amaphepha ngapha njalo yena esesebenza esevese ehlala phandle kwelizwe.
Uphenyo lolu luveze ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka ephakathi kwemine lelichumi lanye abalancwadi zokuzalwa kubangelwa ukuthi abazali abaningi bachiya abantwana besiyadinga umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bavinjwa ukuswela incwadi ezifunekwayo ukuthi abantwana bathole incwadi zokuzalwa hathi imali. Umnumzana Mthokozi Sindebele omunye wabakade bekhona ekwethuleni kocwaningo lolu ugcizelele ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi uhlupho lungaphi hathi ukucabangela ukuthi lokhu kubangelwa ukuswela imali.
Lokho kuthiwa uhulumende ukuthi abantu kabathathi incwadi zokuzalwa ngesizathu sokuthi kabala mali. Ukukhathana kakhulu leqiniso ngenxa yokuthi izizathu ezenza abantu bangathathi ama birth certificate lamanye ama documents eziningi okuqala siyakwazi ukuthi kulomhlubu lo wethu amaNdebele esachaya ngumbhuqazwe sisanda ukuthatha uzibuse njalo abanengi abantwana ababengabantwana ngaleso sikhathi abehlule ukuthatha ama birth certificate sibengabantu abadala kathi sinjalo sebelabantwana so ngesizathu sokuthi bona bevele bengela ama documents bayehlule ukuthi bathathise abantu babo ama birth certificate ngoba phela nxa usathathisa umntwana i birth certificate kumele uhambe lawe ulezincwadi ezenelayo so uhulumende akumelanga kuphela akhangele indaba yokuthi abantu abathatha ama birth certificate nxa abalamali
abantwana abayi 5% bayehluleka ukubhala imihloliso eqhakathekileyo kanye lokuphatheka enhleleni ezimqoka esikolo ngenxa yokuswela incwadi zokuzalwa impumela yocwaningo lolu ikhangelelwe ukusetshenziswa ukuxoxisana lohulumende kunye lecommission ebona ngamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Human Rights Commission kumaviki ambalwa adluleyo uhulumende uqale uhlelo lokupha abantu incwadi zokuzala elizweni lonke jikelele uhlelo lolu lusolwe ngababona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu bethi bekuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende azwisise ukuthi imbangela zokuswela incwadi eziqondileyo ziningi ukuze yaqondise lokhu nimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku
kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siyalethulela udlalo udaba lomdlalo owenzakale kuvike edluleyo lapho i-stadium emdlalweni walo eleqembu leCapes United elingqikelane leleshabhani mine mhla ka-8 kuyona le inyanga kamfufu phezu kokunqotshwa 3-0 ishabhani imakepekepe iphinde yahlawuliswa inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola i-$2,000
Gitchi was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 zupo gine.
ngeviki edluleyo siliphe inzwisa yengxoxo eka Ezra Chisasibanda weStudio 7 lapho axoxe lo Unity Moyo ovela eZimbabwe ehlala eSouth Africa njalo inengi limazi ekuqembu lokugida ikwayito lepansula elithiwa iAchuzi lamhlanje ke silethulela loludaba kabanzi.
Ukhuluma ngokuthi athuzi abantu bahle bacabanga iqembu eligida emthathweni kwele Zimbabwe ligukelwa nguUnity kaMoyo okwamanje kaMoyo sezibiza ngokuthi ngumayuza njalo kasagidi kuphela kodwa seqhunzela abantu ingoma njalo ehlabela kanye esekhathazile emzansi ingoma zakhe ezintsha osokumenza qhashwe ukuthi asebenze maviki wonke endaweni ezijiyeneyo kanti yena wayegida kangaka eZimbabwe wasukelani ekhaya.
Ngasuka eZimbabwe ke lakithi ngo-2006. Hey bese kunzima lapha yana indaba yazi zomsebenzi nakhona futhi indaba zokuthi bekungasatholakala ama shows angithi abantu bagijimisana le imoto zezinkwa ngapha ichukela kalikho so bekunzima kithi ukuthi abantu basupport yabona so then ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngibuye ngapha eGoli bengine group yami okuthiwa iAchuzi yimi njalo ifounder member then sengibuye lapha eGoli ngiyaziproducela njalo ngiya DJ ngizibiza ngegama elikuthi uDJ Mayuza.
Igoli ilokunzima kakhulu, kakhulu ma ungayazi. Abanye basuka benze into zokuganga betshontsha, abanye benatha bebhemela lokho okudakayo. Wena kwabanjani ufika egoli ungazi muntu, kumbe kwakulabahlabeleli wawubazi ngaphambilini?
Ya khona kufike kwabanzima kakhulu egoli, yakwazi ukuthi nje ukuthi like ma in a foreign land vele it's never easy ukuthi uze uyenze lento oyifunayo but hayi ikhona nje with the luck of ukuthi ngihlangane nabo mavusani we order mister nguyong introduce ama artists amaningi kakhulu afana labo Pitch Black Afro the late Mandoza the late Brown Dash like ngibona ama artists amaningi kakhulu and ngasebenza nawo njalo futhi ngi produce abafana laba obuthwana ngama Debbie Nights before bezoyenza iShumaya then ngazo producer ningoma kaMapaphu uthi sanibonani featuring uMandoza then kunenge sengikwenzile njalo ne album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2010 ebine ingoma ethi phezu kwamastanda ialbum ethi yona Survivor.
Ngempela kukhanya siyamkhiphela uMayuza eMzansi uyasebenza njalo ehlezi engojabulileyo kodwa izingoma zakhe eziningi ukukhanya zile nkulumo kanti le umastanda lo womenzani.
Well, hayi uyazi ingoma lethi phezu kwamastanda it was actually like yabona ukuthi umastanda basithwalise nzima la eGoli so ngiyabe ngithi shaya umastanda ngezinye indlela but angithi uyazi ukuthi like mawusucula uthi phezu kwamastanda then abanye abantu bazoyithatha ngenye indlela. Le ngoma kahle kahle ngiyenze noMangesto ose UK ne hayi ingoma ichisile kakhulu lapha eGoli at least ngathi ingoma engiyenze abantu abaningi banginanzelela kakhulu nalo khona lokho ukuthi ngibuya kwelakithi kwelikamzilikazi kobulawayo.
Yakataza ingoma uphezu kwamastanda njalo ngeke utsho ukuthi yakhitshwa ngo-2010 okwamanje uMayuza sekhiphe omunye umkentshi wengoma umratha ngokwawo lingoma entsha uyibiza uSidini njalo ungathi ithele njani lezakho zakudala.
Well, isingle yami le entsha ithi phezu kwegqom ya phezu kwegqom actually like ngishaya isitala lesi sasedebeni abasibiza ngokuthi yigqom yabona it's only drums and amalokhu njani ama what you call it's only drums and ama chants uthi ha ha hey kanjalo kanjalo yabona so then ngase ngicela ukukhona omnye umfana owasakithi futhi naye kuthiwa ngumoyo wangishayela isiginci lapho wathi katari phezulu ayikuyafiwa lapho and ingoma le receiver kakhulu uthi hando ebantwini especially in terms of airplay emaclubini and sengithole futhi nama deals like MTN iConnect for ama caller tunes.
Abadala bathi ubosebenza ukhumbule ekhaya wena mfana kaMoyo njengoba usudume kangaka eMzansi awucabanga ukuthi ubuyele kwilakini uyejabulisa ke uZulu njalo ikusasa yakho yona ibona kanjani kwezomculo?
Yeah, well, hey, Chisa, yazi, like, angeke ngize ngitsho, like, ngikusasa ukuthi ngizobuyela futhi yini ekhaya, just because angithi yazi ukuthi sometimes kunzima ukuthi imiculo yethu idlale, njengamanje nje yona le, ngiyidlala khona lapha eSouth Africa, le kwelakithi kwelamzilikazi vele, sengithola ama-message afana nokuthi thumela i-profile, but a big artist like my user, you can ask i-profile, kanjani, yet we are the founders, we are the pioneers of kwaito music, Zimbabwe, you understand? So I ngiyathaba futhi njalo ngiyajabula, ngiya appreciate ukuthi you have given me this chance ukuthi ngike ngikhulume, and nengoma yami izwakale kancane ngkhona ngapho bayizwe umhlaba wonke. Njalo futhi ngithanda ukubonga bonke abantu abangisupportayo konke kuma social networks lapho engiya khona nabangibizayo emaphathini ukuthi ngiDJ ongabe yang jabulela ngikhona ku Facebook my user Achuzi.
Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, igama nguChris Gunn.
Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.